May the 22nd meeting of Shore Acres City Council, Mayor Sanford has notified us that she will not be in attendance. Mr. Stahl, would you take the role?
Mayor Pro Tem Jennings?
Present.
Alderman McCowen?
Present.
Alderwoman Schnell? Alderman Bowles?
Present.
Mayor Sanford? Alderman Hoskins?
Present.
We have a quorum.
All right, let's pledge allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, one and indivisible. To the Texas flag. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible. Thank you guys for coming out. Good crowd tonight. Item 3.0, special presentations, we have none. 4.0, council reports and requests. 4.1.1, doesn't look like we have any. The mayor is not here tonight. So we'll go straight to item 5.0, public hearings and comments. And this is your opportunity as a welcome visitor this evening to say what you want to say, get it off your chest, or better yet, tell us something good. How about that? Let's try that for a change. So we're going to start over in the right corner. Dan? Mr. John? Ms. Bowles? Wes? Ms. Gant? Ms. Brown? Knight? Go ahead. Yes, sir?
I got something I'd like to show y'all.
Great, old pal. Step right on up to the podium over there. State okay. Your name and your address for the record.
Yes, sir.
And I will have to tell you that we cannot discuss anything with you, but we can dang sure listen to what you've got to say.
Well, my name is Scott Lowry. I live at 415 Shore Acres Boulevard. Been here for about 22 years, and I have an issue with, I would say, housekeeping for my neighbor's yard. I've complained and complained and complained. I've got pictures of it I'd like to show if anybody was interested in looking at them.
Well, unfortunately, like I said, we can't, by law, we can't talk back and forth.
I'd like to see what they
But you're welcome to show them to some people as long as you don't disturb the meeting.
Look at that. Scroll across. That's what is my next door neighbor.
When you say your neighbor, just out of curiosity.
Yes, sir.
I can't ask you that. You're talking about right, left, across?
Next door.
Next door. So that would be 417?
It's either 417 or 411. I'm not sure what his address is.
All right.
But I had one of the officers one day stop by and we were talking. I said, let me show you something. So he got out of his vehicle. He went in my backyard. He looked at it. He said, my God. I mean, the man, his sewer's broke. So he dug two holes, tried to fix it. So now he's got two septic holes in his backyard. He's got a little boy in his backyard that can't even go out in the backyard. The weeds are this tall. He's got a canoe that's upside down. I'm sure that my dog chases rats every night. It's pitiful.
I believe.
And I'm fed up with it. I've talked to him about it. I talked to the landlady. She said, well, he pays his rent on time. Well, you know, you're a slumlord, lady. Come on. You know?
Well, I think we've gotten the information we needed from you. So Chief Harrison will be happy to stop by tomorrow and talk to you.
All righty then. Y'all just look at it. I'll wait.
That's all right. All right, Mr. Lowry.
Thank you.
Mr. Miller.
I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Dallas. Bunker. Ms. Miller. Dallas. Mr. Gary Morgan Gulkey at
510 Shore Acres. Gary Morgan Gulkey. 510. I'm Scott's neighbor, but I'm across the street, not next to him. And I've got
no complaints.
I've got no complaints. He keeps his yard better than ours. He's a good neighbor.
But you can see what I'm looking at.
But one of the problems, anyway, we just had our house treated for termites this last week. Coastal Extermination came out and drilled all the holes and did all that. And then we had some work that we had to do on the inside of the house where they were. I think Scott's had similar things. And I'm told that it's kind of a Shore Acres thing and a Texas thing and all that.
I'm sorry.
And Anyway, Coastal did a good job. They've been recommended to us by some neighbors that used them before, and it wasn't cheap, but it was a fair price, I guess, and they guarantee it for 10 years. And so, anyway, we hope to be here for 10 years. We hope to not have termites for the next 10 years. But that was an unfortunate occurrence. And anyway, just others might be having similar problems, but they're in at least one house nearby, or they were. They're not anymore. They've been gone for a week. So I hope you have better luck.
Ms. Ryan, Ms. Ellis?
All right.
One more time, I'll ask. I know sometimes it's time. I knew it, see? Ms. Gamble Bay, if you'll step
since
up.
Since we're talking about
to the podium.
I'm going to get back on my soapbox. Darwin Gamble Bay.
Well, I don't see it down there.
You can take a drive to the city, and the one road I go down a lot is Shrekers Boulevard, and it's probably the 400 block, 500 block there, where the ditches, there's a mailbox that stands this tall, and the weeds cover it. That's how bad those ditches are on Shrekers Boulevard. And for visitors to come in, going to the yacht club, it looks pretty bad. And I don't know if we have a mowing schedule. I know we haven't had rain to really not mow, so I just want to know when the mowing might begin again. Thank you.
I decided I have something to say.
You see there, folks, I'm an equal opportunity. You can tell us we're good or you can tell us we're bad. I don't know. Come and tell us something.
It sounds like you need free of manpower. Brenda Brown, 631 Fairfield. I had told y'all a month or two back about them saying they were going to come read my meter and let me know when they were there. Well, they have been doing it, but it's been three city workers coming every month, knocking on my door, going to the backyard to read my meter. I don't think that's necessary. As long as they read it, they don't need to come tell me, and it doesn't need all three of them. They can be doing apparently other things in the city. That's all.
Anyone else? Everybody's happy. Okay. We'll move on. Item 6.0, administrative reports. Mr. Stahl, 6.1 would be you.
6.1, I'll keep it brief. We have had some issues with booster pumps at both of our water plants, and we have signed an agreement to get those serviced. And that may be, in fact, impacting some of our pressure issues that we've had recently. I'm looking forward to that that work being done and make some improvement. Fortunately, it is going to fall within the funds that we have budgeted for maintenance, but it will expend pretty much all of those for the year. That's all I've got to report there.
Mr. Hoskins, any questions?
Yes.
Mr. Bull?
No, sir.
Mr. McCown?
No, sir.
All right, moving on to 6.2, Mr. Stahl, the financial side of this city.
You've got a financial report in your pocket. I would note that our general fund checking balance is $444,278.79 at the end of the month, April. The utility fund checking account $72,452.40, and we're holding $59,074.45 in utility service deposits. We still have a text pool CDBG fund balance of $22,508.53. And text pool, which is our investment pool, balance of $411,521.30. We hold four certificates of deposit with a maturity value of $255,852. And in the property tax realm, the last month, April, we collected $20,195, and our year-to-date collection on property tax is $827,715, and that's the financial report.
Mr. Hoskins, any questions?
No.
Mr. Bowles?
No, sir.
Mr. McCown?
No, sir.
Mr. Stahl, I have a couple of questions.
Yes, sir.
Municipal court revenue, it looks like we're going to miss our budgeted target. Is that because Chief's not writing enough ticket, or does that have something to do with the does that have something to do with the court that we missed for a couple of months?
Well, We never tell the chief how many tickets to write or his officers. We did defer.
You guys are going to miss me.
We did defer court in January and February, and so we have a large dockets going into the future. Those folks, majority of those, did not voluntarily pay their tickets. They'll run the process. I think we'll close that gap. It is not a function of the number of citations that have been written or how they've been dealt with in court. It's just getting them back in the pipeline.
Jerome's pulling his hair out over here. You can't say that, Dave. You can't say that. One more question. The Parks Department capital outlays, I know we talked about that today outside of this, but can you explain why that number is off?
Yeah, that number is off. And actually, there's more money in that line item than we budgeted. We purchased park equipment with the assistance of a grant from LBC. And the cost of the equipment got booked to that line item twice. Once under the manufacturer's name and once under the dealer who delivered and installed this name. There's also four picnic tables and tennis court posts and net that were purchased last year, but they were not delivered until this fiscal year, and those will be booked back into the last fiscal year. That said, we've not spent any money out of the park equipment this fiscal year, and there is a small balance left over in the funds that were donated after we subtract the cost of the new equipment. So there'll be slightly more money in there than was originally budgeted.
All right, thank you. Moving on to 7.0 business, item 7.1, consideration and approval of resolution number 2017-258, authorizing the payment of invoices. Do I have a motion?
I make a motion to consider and approve resolution number 2017-258, authorizing the payment of invoices.
Do I have a second?
Second.
I'll second.
I have a motion by Bowles, second by McCown. Any questions? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, and passes unanimously. Moving on to item 7.2, a service recognition for Mayor Pro Tem David Jennings, Alderman Jerome McCown, Alderwoman Nancy J. Snell, whose terms of office have expired. Mr. Stahl?
Yes, Mayor has certificates here for each of those outgoing council members, and I will distribute those.
Thank you, Mr. Stahl.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you, sir. And I assume you have one for Ms. Snell, and
yes,
we will receive that at another time.
Yes, sir.
All right, moving on to 7.3. Administer the oath of office to the newly elected city officials, Alderman David Jennings, Alderman Jerome McCallum, Alderwoman Felicia Ramos. Mr. Stahl.
All right, if I could have the newly elected officials at the front of the room.
No.
Okay.
I'd go over here.
If you come over here.
That'd be easy. Be in the middle between us.
All right.
Yeah, she's not going to be able to see
no.
them.
Each one of you, please.
We have to wait. You got to come around here.
Okay.
This ain't working.
All right.
It ain't working. I told you you're going to miss me, guys. Come on.
I'm coming.
I got to have my paperwork in order to come.
All right.
See, David, I'm helping you out.
Appreciate it.
All right, raise your right hand, and you can read off of here or repeat. In the name and by the authority of the state of Texas.
In the name and by the authority of the state of Texas.
I,
Jennings,
Jerome McCown,
Felicia Ramos,
solemnly swear or affirm,
do solemnly swear or affirm,
that I will faithfully execute the duties of the office,
that I will faithfully execute the duties of the office,
Of Alderman in the City of Shore Acres of the State of Texas.
Of Alderman in the City of Shore Acres of the State of Texas.
And will to the best of my ability.
And will to the best of my ability.
Preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution and laws of the United States.
Preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution and the laws of the United States and this state.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Thank you. And if you would sign those.
All right.
Thank you.
Do you want us to print our name also?
Yes, please. And you can take a seat.
Oh, thank you.
We have a quorum.
We have a quorum.
Welcome, Felicia.
Thank you.
Moving on to item 7.4, consideration and approval of resolution number 2017-259, electing a mayor pro tem for a one-year term. Do I have a motion?
I make a motion to consider and approve resolution number 2017-259, electing a mayor pro tem for 1 year term.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All right, do I have a nomination? I'll tell you what, I'm gonna make a nomination. How about that? I'm gonna nominate Alderman Ricky Bowles to be mayor pro tem for the next session of council. Do I have any other nominations?
You.
Mr. Hoskins?
I have no nominations.
Mr. Rommel?
I'm good.
Mr. McCown?
I'm all aboard.
Mr. Stahl? I don't think we need a second on this one.
We need a second on nominations.
Yeah. So the only person on the floor would be Mr. Bowles. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Any abstentions?
It's an election. You don't oppose or abstain.
Mr. Hoskins, do you accept it or not? That's,
well,
that's easy.
He's been elected. It's an election.
Mr. Bowles is now the mayor pro tem. I'm going to hand him the gavel for the rest of the meeting.
That was quick.
Well, you fast that off fast. All right, item number 7.5. Consideration and approval of resolution number 2017-260, authorizing representatives to sign on accounts and represent the city in transacting business with Wells Fargo. Do I have a motion?
I'll move to approve, what are we looking at? Resolution
7.5.
2017-260, authorized representatives to sign on accounts and represent the city in transacting business with Wells Fargo Bank.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, we have a motion by Alderman Hoskins, a second by Alderman Jennings. We have discussion. Mr. Jennings? Mr. McCallum?
No.
Alderwoman Ramos?
No, I'm good, thank you.
Alderman Hoskins?
No real discussion, I think. The only thing we do is put in this resolution your name, so that underline item 3, that the resolution read, name
it. Richard M. Bowles.
Richard resolution ahead.
The second.
My resolution ahead?
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah,
the blank line. Underline item C.
Right.
Section 2C, that it read that.
Okay.
Otherwise, we just voted on a blank resolution.
Okay. So, Alderman Hoskins has said that for line item C,
that it read.
Did it read Richard M. Bowles?
Richard M. Bowles.
The second.
Mayor Pro Tem.
Mayor Pro Tem.
And I believe I have to do that as an amendment to the main motion.
Okay, so we have an amendment. Do we have a second? Is that correct? We have a second for the amendment to change it? Okay. The amendment brought forward by Alderman Hoskins, seconded by Alderwoman Ramos. Any discussion? Okay, take a vote. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay, it's unanimous. So back to the main for consideration and approval of resolution number 2017-260. No discussion. Make a move to vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay, nay? Okay, the ayes have it, unanimous. Moving on to item 7.6. Consideration and approval of resolution number 2017-261, amending representatives authorized to sign on and transact business with Texpool. Do I have a motion?
I will move to consider and approve resolution 2017-261, amending representatives authorized to sign on and transact business with Texpool, including under line item under the three, the name Mayor Pro Tem, that it read Richard M. Bowles.
M. Bowles, the second.
I'll make that all as one motion.
Okay. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Okay. We have a motion by Alderman Hoskins, a second by Alderwoman Ramos. Do we have discussion? Alderman Hoskins? Alderwoman Ramos? Alderman O'Callan? Alderman Jennings?
No.
Okay. Move to vote. All those in favor say aye.
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 Okay. No. Unanimous. Moving on to item number 7.7, consideration and approval of resolution number 2017-262, establishing a schedule for city council meetings. Do we have a motion?
Make a motion. Okay. A resolution of the city council of the city of Shore Acres, Texas, providing the meetings of city councilors to be held on the second Monday of each month, and that by regular workshop meeting will be held on the fourth Monday of each when required, and that such meetings will be held in the City Council Chambers of Shore Acres and City Hall at 601 Shore Acres Boulevard in Shore Acres, Texas, rescinding resolutions in conflict with herewith and providing an effective date.
We have a second?
I'll second.
We have a motion by Alderman McCallum, second by Alderman Jennings. Discussion, Mr. McCallum?
Yes. I brought this forward because of the fact that over the past years, when I say years, the last 2 years, whenever we have had city councils, there have been times that we could have done it on one meeting versus two Mondays. Several times during the past 2 years, we would call special meetings. So what I'm suggesting is the fact that we have one meeting, like we usually do on the second Monday. We save on time, manpower, electricity, and then if any time we do have a problem arise, we can do like we always have done in the past, call a special meeting. It will be done within 72 hours before the meeting should be posted. And the only problem that we may have will be getting the financial statement out. And that will be because of the fact it comes later in the month. If that does happen and creates a huge problem, then we'll just go back to what we have right now. But I think it would be good for us to try to exercise something new, something that whenever we come in, we take care of business the first or the second Monday of the month, and then let's go home, and if things pop up on the radar, we come handle it as always.
Alderman Jennings?
Yeah, I had a couple of concerns. Jerome just mentioned one of them, the financial reporting. I talked to David about that today, and it is impossible to get that done by the second Monday. But he will email it out. I would be more comfortable if we found a way to put it on the city website so that everybody has a chance to view it during that time period. But that's not something that's insurmountable. The other thing was the on the second meeting being a special meeting, we've seen in the past that a couple of council members have chosen not to show up, and then we can't have those meetings. I don't think we'll have that problem in the future, but it could crop up, and if it does, like Mr. McCown says, we can choose to go back. So I'm in support of what Jerome's trying to do here. I think we'll all be better off with one meeting, and we get everything out of the way, and then if we need to meet again, we meet again, rather than just coming up here because we're supposed to be here, and you know, we last 5 minutes and we go home, which happens quite a lot. So, yeah, I agree with Alderman McCown.
Okay. Alderwoman Ramos?
I agree.
Alderman Hoskins?
Well, I think the issue I have with it mostly is the whole procedure of it. I'm in agreement for all as well for the purposes, but, you know, state law allows for special meetings or regular meetings, and regular meetings are done by resolution. Special meetings can be called at the call of three aldermen, and is done by the mayor. This is actually changing that, and it looks like we're taking more powers, or granting ourselves more powers than we're really entitled to. The other thing about it is that it says up here that a regular workshop meeting will be held on the fourth Monday, and down here it says a regular meeting will be held, and there's a difference between a workshop, which is typically one where we conduct no business that we vote on, we simply have discussion, and there's no citizens' comments or anything during that, whereas a regular meeting is defined in our city code as having all of that. So the resolution itself is not congruent with one another in the wording, and I would prefer that if we're going to do something like this, we just put a regular business item on the first Monday's meeting, canceling the second one in case if we don't need it. And we can do that. And I'm not convinced this is the way to do it, but I agree in principle that we should find a way to do it.
Okay. Any other discussion? Okay. Let's take a vote. All those in favor? Resolution number 2017-262, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed?
Nay.
Okay. 4-1. Moving on to item number 7.8, consideration approval of resolution number 2017-263, authorizing the mayor to sign an agreement between the city of Shore Acres and, I'm sorry, is this Ubio? Ubio?
Yeah.
Okay. Business services for the rental of a multifunction scan copy print system, IT support, on-site maintenance, user training, and printing supplies. Do I have a motion?
I'll move to, where are we at? 7.8. I'll move to approve resolution 2017-263, authorizing the mayor to sign an agreement between the city of Shore Acres and Ubio Business Services for the rental of a multifunction scan copy print system, IT support, and on-site maintenance, user training, and printing supplies.
Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a motion by Alderman Hoskins, a second by Alderman Jennings. Mr. Stahl, since this is yours, if you'd like to.
Sure. This is UBO Business Services is the successor to Documation, who we currently lease our machine from. We're in a program by which we lease a machine from them that we don't own, we don't purchase. It's a refurbished machine. The one we have is the same. It's a 5-year lease. If there's a problem with it, they replace it with like. This is not an upgrade in capabilities or capacity. It is just a substantially newer unit the time that we've had it. Reliability is starting to hit the curve, and they don't, you know, that's why they only do it for 5 years. Our cost is the same. We're not, like I said, we're not going to color or anything else. It's the same. We do have to have a high capacity printer. It is our network printer. We print all of our utility bills on it. We print things that go in the utility bills, so there are occasions when we print multiple sheets that go in, and as you
you know, the utility bills are two-sided, so we run a lot through there. And the other major thing we do on it is it's a self-feeding scanner, and all of those documents that we scan, it scans them directly at PDF, the things like we put on the website, and then we do the normal course of business. So this is just a continuation of where we're at the same cost. We are locked in for 5 years with no growth. We pay for the paper. This agreement covers all the maintenance and toner, so we don't pay for any of the consumables except for the paper. And we stay within the allowance. We're allowed 9,455 copies a month through the machine. The reality is we've exceeded that a few times in the last term that we had, and they have not. They could. There is a surcharge they could add, and this company has not done that for us at all. So I've been very happy with the service we've had. It's just a continuation.
Okay. We have a discussion. Mr. James? Alderman McCallum?
No.
Alderman Ramos?
No.
Alderman Hoskins? All right. All right, let's take a vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Okay, unanimous. Moving on to item number 7.9, consideration and approval of ordinance number 2017-265, amending city code section 2-85 policies regarding the conduct of council meetings. Do I have a motion? Since that my name's on it, I'll make a motion to consider and approve ordinance number 2017-265, amending city code section 285 policies regarding the conduct of council meetings. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, so motion made by Alderman Bowles, second by Alderman Jennings. Okay, I brought this up. We've had a lot of discussion lately about Robert's Rules and Robert's Rules of Order. And in our city code, there's a section in it that talks about a question contains division propositions. And the way it's written in city code, the way it's written in Robert's Rules, it's a conflict. And the way rules are done, city takes over precedence over Robert's Rules of Order. And I put this out there just to make it to where we follow Robert's Rules a little closer. This makes it, if we have a division that presiding officer may without objection, meaning that if nobody objects, we can move forward and do it. If there's a council member that has an objection, we cannot divide. And with that, it's just making a couple of changes within the city ordinance. One being changing the name from city secretary to rather than clerk. And then in section 3, procession of motions, and section B, changes secretary and rather than having clerk in it. I think this would be best. I mean, we've had so many discussions about Robert's Rules, and if we're going to use it and follow it, I think we need to follow it pretty close. So we have any discussion? Mr. Jennings?
No.
Mr. McCallum?
No, sir.
Mrs. Ramos?
No.
Mr. Hoskins?
Of course. this is not quite the same as Robert's Rules, because especially the way you described it, it's basically saying without objection. If you want to follow Robert's Rules, an easier approach and a more logical approach is simply to remove, and this is paragraph C, to simply remove that from our city code. And then everything will default right to Robert's Rules, where our city code is not overriding it. Under Robert's Rules, it would require a majority of council to divide a motion, which is much more appropriate than, and that's taken away. So what you're doing is actually now the opposite of what it previous was, that any member can object and then it can't be done at all. So I'm going to move that this ordinance be modified. And we can leave in, of course, the city secretary, but that paragraph C be removed in its entirety. Paragraphs D and E be renamed to paragraphs C and E. Under section 2-85, 3C is to be removed, and 3D shall be renamed C. 3D shall be renamed D, 3D. And that is my motion.
Okay. We have a motion to amend section 3, deleting C, changing D to C, changing E to D. Do we have a second?
I'm not understanding. Can you read the changes, please?
Okay.
In this ordinance, 217-263, I'm making a motion that paragraph 2-85-3C of our city code be removed in its entirety.
Okay.
And that sections 3D be renamed to 3C and 3E be renamed to 3D. That's my motion.
Okay. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Okay. So we have a motion to amend by Alderman Hoskins, seconded by Alderman Jennings. All those in favor say aye.
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 Okay. All those opposed? So we'll go back to the main motion, and we don't really need to.
We need to have a discussion.
Okay. We go back to the original motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Jennings. Is there any more discussion? Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 All those opposed? Okay. Passes unanimously. Item 7.10, discussion of schedule for selection and employment of a successor for city manager. I ask that this be put on. Mr. Stahl, when's your retire date?
February 28th, 2018.
Do you have it down to the minute?
Okay.
So we've, as a city, we changed our city forum. We've got some things we need to do, but one thing we're going to have to do really soon is look for a successor for Mr. Stahl. That's going to involve us having meetings to discuss what exactly we want. Along that lines, we've got kind of an estimated timeline. Currently, with the way that most contracts are written, we need, and correct me if I'm wrong, 90 days. If we hire somebody that's already employed, usually they have a contract and they have a 90-day severance period.
If they use the Texas City Management Association model agreement, it's 90-day notice.
So that would put us around August, September for having a replacement. And I don't have copies. I can get copies to you for, I have an estimated timeline, but something we need to do is we need to figure out what exactly the job description for Mr. Stahl or his replacement. We need to come up with that. Got to come up with a hiring process. It's going to take about 2 to 4 weeks. 2 to 4 weeks to identify position duties, qualifications. Looking at 3 to 4 weeks to advertise position or receive applications. We need a week to review candidate applications and identify candidates for interview. Then 1 to 3 weeks to interview candidates. And then 1 to 2 weeks to check references, conduct background checks, all that. And then 1 week to extend, negotiate, accept employment offer. And then 1 to 12 weeks, new hire begins work. Ideally, if we can get somebody in where we have a short transition period, Mr. Stahl and I have talked a little bit about this and possibly take him to part-time as we bring somebody in, and we'll have to do budget, you know, work this out through the budget and all this stuff. But right now, it's just we need to have, start getting an idea of what we need to do in order to, because I don't want to see the city be without a manager. I mean, it's very critical that we have somebody to handle the day-to-day and just feel... We need to get on the ball pretty quick. Mr. Jennings, you have any discussion on this?
Yeah, I absolutely agree, and I think that I think the best approach to this would be to create a committee of people that are interested, a diverse group from around the city, and maybe 7 people or so, and let them work through that, and then as council, we're ultimately going to decide. But I think if we can get some help from a few people that are interested, I think it would really help.
Mr. McCallum?
The only other thing I would suggest is to contact TML, where they have their monthly job openings throughout the state of Texas, and go ahead and advertise that the city of Shore Acres will be actively looking for a new city administrator, manager.
Manager.
It'd take me a while to get used to that. But that way, it'll be spread statewide, and we won't have to pay for that advertising because it's done through TML, which we're a member of.
All right.
I'm good.
You're good? Alderman Hoskins?
No, I tend to agree with your timelines and the process as well. It's fine with me.
Okay.
And we should do that. We need to do that.
Yeah, I think.
And I like the committee idea.
I do too. I think that would be good. So, any other discussion? All right. Come down to adjourn. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
I move to adjourn.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Okay. All right. We have a motion to adjourn by Mr. Hoskins and Alderwoman Ramos. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Thank you all for coming.